Now to a state where Mitt Romney and his backers are spending a lot of money, Michigan. Polls show a tight race between Romney and Rick Santorum. The primary is 1 week from today. Romney is playing up his business experience and his personal ties to the state, where his father was a well-liked governor. Santorum's message is about blue-collar conservatism, aimed at Tea Party and evangelical voters. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne has been following both candidates in the past 24 hours. He sent this report.
Everything about Mitt Romney's event in southeast Michigan's Shelby Township today highlighted that he is a local product running for president. Songs from Motown and Bob Seger blared, a giant, deep blue State of Michigan flag hung stage right, an aide passed out jelly-filled Polish pastries, a Michigan Fat Tuesday tradition. Then came the candidate.
How was the punchkey this morning? Yeah, yeah.
Punchkey, of course, is the name of the pastry. During his speech, Romney kept the focus on the economy in a state with a jobless rate of 9.3%.
Michigan has gone through a one-state recession, now a national recession. I'm glad to see Michigan is coming back. It is coming back. But it's with no thanks to this president. Almost everything he's done has made it harder for this economy to reboot.
He only briefly touched on his opposition to the federal bailout that helped GM and Chrysler 3 years ago. He argued again that the car companies could have survived by going through bankruptcy without the federal help. Audience reaction seemed mixed on that, but there were big cheers for his criticism of White House economic policies. During Q&A, though, the questions were just as likely to be about social issues, including the very first one.
My question to you, Mitt, is what will you do to secure our religious freedoms?
Romney alluded to his own Mormon faith in an answer that was critical of the White House, accusing the president of fighting against religion.
As someone who has understood very personally the significance of religious tolerance and religious freedom and the right to one's own conscience, I will make sure that we never again attack religious liberty in the United States of America if I'm president.
Social issues were even more prominent at events Rick Santorum held on the other side of the state yesterday.
It is great to be in West Michigan, where the great family conservative values are the strongest as any place in the country.
Santorum talked at length about the ongoing conflict between President Obama and Catholic bishops over contraceptives and health care coverage. He said the president is attacking the Catholic Church. He was speaking at Hope College, a Christian school.
It is not just an assault on that church. It is assault on all religion in America.
Then, moments later,
this happens in China, not America.
Santorum made brief jabs at Romney, calling him inconsistent on issues important to real conservatives. But mostly he went after President Obama on issue after issue. Take this line about global warming.
We need someone who has a record, who have been out there consistently opposing this supposed climate science of man-made global warming, which, as we all now have studied it, turns out wasn't climate science at all. It was political science was what we were studying.
Santorum recognizes that to win this state, he has to do very well outside of southeast Michigan, which is a Romney stronghold, and he'll need big turnout from Christian conservatives and Tea Party members. But he's also still introducing himself to voters. In Muskegon, he won over 47-year-old Mark Moore.
Be honest with you, I was a Newt Gingrich supporter at first, and the only reason I wasn't as much as a Santorum supporter is because I thought that Santorum was just more of a quiet Mr. Nice Guy.
Morris at Santorum has now convinced him otherwise. There is another week of tough campaigning ahead in the state. Don Gagne, NPR News in Shelby Township, Michigan.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.